Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Data Game. I am your host, Claire Forestier, and we are here to find the perfect choice for one lucky lady event manager to make 2024 the best year ever. So let's welcome our first three bachelors, and they are here to help her market her events. And here they are. Hello, number one, John, tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is John Seelig, and I am the founder and creator of Comedy Writing for Revenue Teams, and I deliver enablement and memorable messaging through the process of crafting jokes, and ironically, that isn't one.
Okay, thank you very much to John. And now number two, Richard, let's find out about you.
Well, I'm Richard from Realize, and we're an event services company that's ready to rock your world and also, hopefully, Courtney's.
How exciting. I'm jealous of Courtney. Thanks, number two. And now it's time to hear from bachelor number three, David.
Hi, I'm David Solis. I'm a webinar professional. I love tech and love to work with tech companies and help with lead generation, representing leads. So Courtney, I hope you pick me. I'm your lead generation professional.
Fantastic. What a fabulous trio. So let's meet the lucky lady who gets to pick one of these three gorgeous marketing specimens. She's called Courtney, and here she is. Tell us about yourself, Courtney.
Thanks, Claire. I am a field and event marketing professional. I manage all things events, live and digital. I am trying to find the perfect relationship that I can be proud to bring home and introduce to my family, aka my sales team.
Fantastic. Okay, Courtney, give us your first question.
Okay, so my first question, I would like to hear your 30-second elevator pitch.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to head over to bachelor number three for that. David.
All right. Well, think of me as I'm an extrovert. I'm a social butterfly. So, you know, I can deliver all your connections directly to your doorstep. So like that friendly neighborhood matchmaker, I'm the person you can depend on. I'm gonna deliver your potential connections right to you, and you can depend on me to give you those leads. I can turn into those dependable, great relationships. So depend on me for those leads that can turn into those wonderful relationships. Courtney, stick with me.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. Leads there, David. Thank you. How exciting, Courtney. Okay. And the next question, number three, thank you, number three. Number two, it is your turn now.
Well, I'd like to think of myself as the perfect marketing qualified lead. So forget the gimmicks and the goodies, forget the sweeties and the swags. Choose me because I am marketing perfection. Remember, the heart of marketing is a brand. And a brand is simply a set of promises. And I promise that you and I together will be the perfect match.
Wow, amazing. How exciting, Courtney. Okay. And finally, we haven't yet heard from John. What do you say?
Well, Courtney, I am a sales qualified lead, and you should choose me because unlike these faint pulses, I close. So this will not be a 30-second pitch. This is going to be a 30-second ditch. Look at these guys. They got fake backgrounds. One of them is hiding what's in the background. This isn't real. As they're like deeply religious people, loyal to their faith, because if there's one thing they will never do, it's convert. We SQLs, we are progressive. We ask you for the proposal. So choose us.
Oh, it's getting tough, Courtney. Okay, what's your second question?
Hey, my second question is, I would like to know if you're currently talking to anyone else, also known as companies, and if so, how many?
Okay, that's the same as how many other people are you texting with? Okay, we'll go to bachelor number two with this one.
Well, look, when you look at me, you appreciate that I'm currently beating away the offers with a stick, and I'm ready to be wooed. I'm not ready for a completely monogamous commitment now, but what I'd like to do is take every multiple opportunity just to find each time that little bit more about each other so we can continue to check our compatibility and then decide the stage when we are really ready for business monogamy.
Thank you, number two. Bachelor number one, back to you.
So I'm not talking to anyone else, Courtney. The only other people I'm talking to are your CEO and your head of sales over many, many steak dinners in the Caribbean. That's the only people I'm talking to.
Are you saying you're already talking to my family?
Yes, we are making arrangements for everyone's future. Wow. Yeah, together, of course.
He's very forward-thinking, isn't he? Okay, finally, bachelor number three.
Well, Courtney, you know what? It's all about first glances for me. I need to be razzled and dazzled. I need the attention to grab me. I mean, all these people behind me, they're in line. I need something to grab my attention. And honestly, if there's a giveaway, I'm all ears. I mean, I can't count how many people I've talked to recently. In fact, if there's a giveaway, I'm there. In fact, I've heard there was some talk of a Tumblr, Club Ishii Tumblr about with this event, but I mean, I've got my badge ready. But listen, I'm all ears if the giveaway is right. But honestly, I'm here for an honest conversation. We can talk, you know, just get me there. And there could be a lot of possibilities.
Well, Courtney, you've had a little bit more, but is it enough? Don't tell me your choice yet. You've got one more question to ask. What is it?
Okay, the finale. What is your one move to wow me? Who wants to start?
Okay, let's go back to starting with number two, John.
John is number one, I believe, but I'll do it anyway. What is my move to wow you? I will actually, unlike these two, talk to you. That's the way this business gets done, and that's my move. I'm sticking to it.
Okay, what about you, David?
Courtney, I'll walk directly into the booth. I'll look you directly in the eyes, and I'll say, I'm very interested in learning more about your product. I have 3 months to make a decision with an unlimited budget. I'm the buying decision maker, and I have final sign-off power. Talk to me. I'm ready to sign. Pick me.
And what about you, Richard?
You know, in a world of noise, sometimes silence is golden. You might notice these eager suitors with their shiny sales baubles. They're going to turn your head for a moment, but be honest, and especially thinking about our long-term relationship, do you really just want a quick one-night stand, or are you looking for something longer and more precious and more valuable? Because I'd like to think that I can certainly take you to the stars, but I'll also bring you back home safely.
Okay, Courtney, you heard from these incredibly eligible bachelors. It's time to make up your mind. Will you go with bachelor number one? Is it talking to your family? Or is it going to be bachelor number two, who's promising more than just a one-night stand? Or bachelor number three, who's up for all the takeaways he can get? Okay, it's over to you. Make your decision now.
Well, Bachelor 3 sounds very exciting. I just don't think he's ready to commit yet. So it's really between Bachelor 1 and 2. Like that Bachelor number 1 seems to be really, really ready to commit and close this deal. So I think I have to go with Bachelor number one.
Wow, congratulations, Bachelor number 1. John and Courtney, you make a lovely couple. I wish you fabulous marketing adventures in 2024. Come back next year and tell me if I need to buy a hat for the wedding event. Thank you, everybody. And I guess we're going to be handing back to the Itchy Studio.
That was absolutely incredible. That was everything that I hoped it would be. Congratulations, John and Courtney. I hope that the SQLs really turn into some adorable pipeline and revenue.